I scanned around the room for my target, making him almost instantly. You would think after a life of scrubbing intel for the CIA, one would have picked up the slightest amount of subtlety. Apparently not. I had been sent to track down an analyst who was in the process of defecting to good old Mother Russia. He was set to meet his new handler at a hotel just over the Ukrainian border before extraction to Moscow tomorrow. And he had decided to indulge in a few of the comforts of the motherland while he waited. Around the bottom of his first bottle of cheap vodka, I made my move. Like everyone else in the hotel bar, he was looking for something to fuck. A blonde wig, a dash of perfume, a passable knowledge of the local dialect, and a tight black dress to show off my sizable assets had him eyeing me over the moment I walked in. I walked over to his table slowly, plenty of bounce in my step, making sure he was focused on nothing but the rise and fall of my breasts. I leaned in over his table and said something to the effect of, "Hey baby, you looking for a date?" in Ukrainian. I needn't have bothered. The way he was drooling at me, I could have grunted like a caveman. As I led him down the hallway to my room, I could feel his gaze fixed to my perfect ass. He must have thought he was in for the night of his life, right up until I turned and stuck him with that needle. Wakey, wakey. I said, "Wake up, traitor." "That's right. I know all about you. I know about all your new friends in Moscow, too." "Who am I? Why, darling, surely you've seen my name come across your desk before." "It's Jane. Jane Bondage." I never get tired of that. That rush of fear that runs through your eyes, almost electric. Shh. Don't bother begging or trying to lie. It won't do any good. I'm not here to kill you. Well, I should say that I'm not definitely here to kill you. Your defection has presented an opportunity for our government. We need a mole inside the Russians, and you just so happen to be getting into bed with them. So what I'm offering you here is a choice. Work for us as a double agent, or die. Oh, no, darling. It's not that easy. You have to show me that you can follow orders, that you can be a good boy. I've drugged you with a coagulating agent while you were unconscious. I'd estimate you have about 10 minutes until it causes a fatal stroke. And speaking of stroke, if you want the antidote, you'd better hurry up and get those pants off. What do I mean? Well, this is your test. If you want the antidote, I'm giving you 3 minutes to take off your pants, get down on the floor, and come for me. Shh, no more questions. Start stroking. Oh, what's the matter, love? Is the fear making it more difficult? That's a shame. Best hurry up. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. I'll tell you what. As a bonus, tell me the name of your contact, and I'll drop the stress and pull out my tits for you. See? Was that so hard? I'll even rub my nipples and get them nice and stiff for you. Very nice. I do love the sight of a man on the floor where he belongs. That's it. Stroke a little faster. You might want to try massaging your balls with the other hand. 2 minutes, 15 seconds now, lover. Starting to get desperate. I'll drop my panties and spread my legs for you. If you tell me where your intel drop what? Damn, sweetie. You didn't even give me time to finish. You like that, baby? I shaved it just for you tonight. Getting close here, honey. Only a minute 30 seconds left. One last bonus. Tell me the name of the other defector, and I'll rub my pussy for you. Good boy. Tick-tock. Oh, better hurry up. Oh, stroke your cock for me just like that. You look good. Almost out of time. Stroke it for me. I think that might have been a little more than 3 minutes. Here, you better hurry up and drink this. Oh, nothing but Coca-Cola, sweetie. But then again, that poison was just a little more of the cheap vodka you've been drinking all night, so it's all right. Why? Well, a girl has got to have her fun. And besides, you've given me enough intel to make the Russians think you're a double agent already. I own your ass now, sweetheart.